503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on Johnson 970. Part of the CBS Radio family. Thank you for coming along. And you can also email if you want. It's rickemerson.com. Rick at rickemerson.com. Coming up later on this hour, we'll get to the top five most influential metal albums of all time. Next hour, Scott Daly from filmfever.org is going to be here. What else? Oh, we'll get to that that news pile as well. And so forth. 503-733-2970. So we've been talking about the Rick Emerson fact, which is a frequently asked question thing right there on the website. And we're going to be updating the fact. I don't want it to be all egregiously out of date and whatnot. It's like my bio. My bio still says it's 2001. And there's nothing I hate more than when you go to some website trying to find out information about somebody or a guy or a thing or a show or a movie or whatever. And it's like it's all just from 15 years ago. So I don't want to be that guy. So we're going to try to get it all updated. So what we're going to do is we are going to move through the phone lines and the emails here. And to find out what people are curious about and what is it people want to be in the know about regarding the show. And so we'll start with we'll alternate here. We'll start with a phone call. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this? Hello there. Going once. Is there a hum on the phone lines?
There is.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right. Well, let's see.
Open Phone America.
Now my Larry King Show, wide open.
Hello.
Syracuse, are you there? What's your question?
Thank you for taking my call, Larry.
Get to the question. Boy, I miss those days. Never mind. Don't get me started. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
It's Rob.
Hi there, Rob from the House
of
Rick.
Hey, man, how's it going? Wait, what's your home phone number and address?
All right, thank you. Thanks for playing. All right, there you go. Everybody's a comedian. All right, we'll go to the... Let's try some email, shall we?
Yes.
Rick, here's a question you won't answer. See, why's it gotta be all confrontational? Why we gotta be all at loggerheads right at the beginning? Why can't there be peace with the fact? Here's a question you won't answer. What is your handle on Xbox Live? Boy, I don't see, and I've thought about that a lot. I've thought a lot about whether to make that public now, and I almost did during the unemployment. During the unpleasantness.
You were just that lonely?
2.0. Yes, I was desperate for companionship. Won't someone please come and ease my solitude? And I wondered, the only person I've told is our friend Chris, one of our listeners, mailman Chris. I told Chris because when we got, by the way, I'm putting, Sarah has left the, I don't know why this phone line
won't
go on hold.
Should work.
I don't know. Sarah just left the room to get some food. And so Tim and I are alone in here. So if anything catches fire, I won't know how to do anything. So I put some phones on hold. It doesn't look like line one wants to go on hold. I don't know what the deal with that is. If you're on hold right now. Yeah.
Shake it a little.
Now we officially have one phone line.
Now we have one phone line. So line one is just solid. I can't pick it up. And it won't go on hold. Didn't this happen at Entercom where phones would just lock, like a line would just lock in, you couldn't do anything with it?
Maybe.
Sean Couples, if you're, Engineer Sean, if you happen to be listening, you could duck in and give us a hand. My point is...
They're a great engineering staff, by the way.
They really are, doing a lot with very little. The point is, the only person I ever told my Xbox Live handle to was Mailman Chris, one of our listeners. Because by sheer coincidence, the day that I got fired was the same day that I did the guest DJing at Kelly's Olympian for Jen Lane. I did Barfly Rock History 101. And so I was like, screw it, I've been fired, but you know what, I'm going to go out tonight, I'm going to do my guest DJ thing anyway. And so a lot of people came down to Kelly's as just sort of a farewell and a solidarity and whatever. And Mailman Chris was one of those guys. And as we were leaving, and he was all drunk, and as I'm getting ready to leave that night at like 11, he's like, Rick, because you're unemployed now, you have to tell me, what's your handle on Xbox Live? And so I told him. And, but then, of course, as I've said, because I was unemployed, I felt so guilt-ridden. It's like, you can't have your wife, your bread-earning wife come home and you're playing video games all day, you're a grown man. So I never did tell anybody else. But I will reveal all now.
We should be writing this down.
I will. Wonder if I should reveal it or if I should hide it somewhere, if I should make it a puzzle. So I will, I will reveal my Xbox Live handle now. I should make people wait, but I won't. I won't make it a guarantees. I won't drag it out. I won't do what Adam Carolla would do, which is to put it after a break. No. I will reveal now my Xbox Live gamer tag used by me.
Yes.
Rick Emerson.
Uh-huh. Is?
To play Xbox Live. A name that I have never before revealed is...
Oh, come on already.
A matter of great debate. Okay. My Xbox Live gamer tag is...
Starfighter.
No, it's not. Here's some discarded names. I almost was going to use Alex Rogan. I was going to use Starfighter. I was going to use Grig. These are names I did not use. No, my Xbox Live gamer tag is, all one word now, Culture Czar. CulturCzar. Culture Czar.
That's your name?
That's my name on Xbox Live.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
A lot of people have trouble with the spelling of Czar, so
well,
you may be sick.
You know, that's not my problem. They went to a public school. So there you go. So Culture Czar. There you go. That's
Culture Czar.
Culture Czar. Mm-hmm. CulturCzar.
Got it.
CZAR.
Yep.
And so I get a lot of dudes though online to go, hey, Culture Caesar. So I did that. So there you go. But I've been online in forever. I've been just, like I said, I've just been busy trying to get a, job. So there you go. That's my gamer tag. What is the Emerson Army and how does one join? Sarah, you know more about MySpace than I do. Why don't you tell, as part of our FAQ, why don't you explain kind of what the Emerson, there's a group.
Yeah, I don't really know what it does, though. But it's there.
Thanks for the handoff.
It's like the French Foreign Legion.
I'll take it from here, Mark. Or Mark, Rick. Who's Mark?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Okay, let's move forward.
Boy, that's going to get you some questions when you get home. Yo, who's Mark?
I don't know.
Is he bigger than me? All right.
I don't know. It's us. It's a MySpace group, and I've seen people posting, talking about the show, and when we have events, like talking about stuff like that, and you know, different bands that are fans of the show.
It's sort of a tribe. I mean, right? It's like a if you're on MySpace, it is a
It's hosted by Supernaut.
It's a group. Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's basically a group or a tribe or
a club.
Well, that's internet terms. There's internet services that have things called tribes, where it's like again, it's like a club or whatever. It's a gathering of people on MySpace. For common interests. And so there's one for TV shows, there's one for the X-Files, there's one for, you know, Friends of Dalmatians, there's one for whatever. And there is one called the Emerson Army, on MySpace. And to the best of my knowledge, it is just myspace.com/Emerson Army. Is that
right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So, and then also David, started that mapping thing.
Yeah, there is, these are both, by the way, both of these questions are answered on rickemerson.com today. The easiest way to solve this question, the Emerson Army, go to my website, go to rickemerson.com. Right on the blog there, there's a link to both Emerson Army and to this great thing, it's called FRAP, I think it is, and it actually is a map that shows where people in these groups are located. And it's like, there's Emerson people in, what, like 14 states and New Zealand and Australia and Canada. I mean, it's all over the world. So go to rickemerson.com right now. One of today's weblog entries actually is about the Emerson Army and the FRAP thing. So there you go.
Do it now.
So I've answered the Xbox Live question, you weasels, and the Emerson Army question. Let's get try the phones here again. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Hey, Rick, this is Jesse Jones. I won the chance to host the show.
Jesse Jones, I remember you. Yeah, and you had that hot girl that worked with you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I remember the important things.
See? The good stuff.
Yeah, what's up, Jesse? How can I help you?
Two things. One, my question is, what's with the Adam Carolla references? Did you have a chance to host, to take that spot?
Obviously not. It's just wacky. It's wacky. I've no problem with Adam Carolla. I mean, for the record, and I've said this, and this is not something I'm saying out of bootlicking solidarity with the man. I really believe this, that I do believe that pound for pound, Adam Carolla is the funniest guy on the radio. I do believe, and I listen to him do late nights, you know, with Drew for a long time, and I love Lycus, I love Hendry, I love whatever. I mean, but in pure laughs per minute, I do think that Adam Carolla is the funniest guy in the radio. Not including Tim Riley, of course. I'm excluding our show from that. I mean, I don't want to, because it would be wrong for us to be, you know, like, we are better than everything else on the radio. But I mean, in terms of people who are not us, Adam Carolla is really the in terms of other people, he's the funniest guy going, in my opinion. So that's just a little bit of a, but it has been kind of a long running joke with me that I'm just not morning show material, because they've tried several times over the years to put me in morning shows and it never works out. You know, and Entercom for like
a, too much.
For like
that's
for,
the problem.
Well, it's like for like a, there was like an hour and a half over at Entercom where they wanted me to do mornings on one of their stations, and it's just there's no way. It just never would have worked out. So that's just kind of a running joke with me.
That's right, so, well. The other thing was, I am not Chris the Mailman guy, but you did tell me your handle on at Kelly's Olympian that night.
Oh, I think it was high or drunk or
you could have been
something. Yeah. Yeah, no. So yes, it is Culture Czar for those who are keeping notes. All right.
Right on.
Thanks, Jesse.
Cool.
All right, there you go. Yeah. See, now my next button doesn't work, though. All right, whatever. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Robert in Northeast.
All right, Robert in Northeast. How can I help you today?
Well, I know in the past you used to webcast your show on the Internet, and I could listen to it, and I don't believe you're doing that now. I was just curious if you had any intentions. I saw that you had a new podcast today, a Monday's episode up.
I don't know anything about that.
Parties.
I don't... well, I will say this. That CBS Radio is actually doing really well about getting stuff like that rolling with their station. I know they've done L.A., I know they've done New York, I know they've done a bunch of they have that free FM format. And I know that they're doing it like city by city, format by format, da-da-da-da. And I know that we're on the list somewhere. So that is coming at some point. And, you know, and I know that, you know, there's a million people, there's a bunch of fans out there. There's people who are really into the show. There's listener groups that spring up all over the Internet. And, you know, so you kind of poke around, you'll find a bunch of Rick Emerson fan pages, and they can give you more information on fandom and all that it provides.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent, there you go. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
This is Megan.
Hi, Megan, how are you?
Hey, I wanted to ask about, on Monday you were teasing that you were going to say what really happened at the other stations and
yes,
stuff.
Yes,
can you explain that? I didn't hear it on Monday.
Oh, see, now where were you on Monday?
I was working.
Oh, please.
I do that sometimes.
We've all got our excuses. All right. So long story short, and this, I will give you the short version, and then I'll post the full version online. Because, again, we are updating the Rick Emerson FAQ on the webpage. And so long story short is that they changed the format of, there was this oldie station on the FM, and they changed the format to, you know, it's like an iPod programmed by somebody you don't like. It's like an iPod programmed by a fat soccer mom who irritates you. It's like being forced to listen to someone else's iPod. And so they did that, and they wanted to keep like the oldies brand or whatever. And so they stuck that on the old Max signal, and they stuck us out on the street. So it was like musical chairs, and we were the last. We got bumped off at the end.
But it failed miserably.
But it's yes, and it is. It should be noted that it has failed miserably, by the way, and it has failed miserably, and ratings and revenue are imploding. So you know, so that's a little bit of karma. But so that's kind of what happened. Is that it was they added a format, and everybody got bumped down one chair, and we were at the end of the row. And she's gone. Okay, there you
maybe
go.
She didn't like the explanation.
Maybe she was a lawyer working for Entercom. Hey, it doesn't matter, man. Speak the plain truth is sometimes unpleasant. All right, let's go to the we'll go to the email. The number, by the way, is 503-733-2970. And we're doing the Rick Emerson FAQ. I think we could make this a recurring feature. We could do this every now and again. Rick, FAQ question. What is up with the booby master?
That would be the booby doctor.
The booby doctor. The booby master is... That's one of those. That's a Seymour Butts film. The booby doctor. Let's see if I can get the booby doctor up here. Hold on one second.
All right.
The booby doctor is this guy who I played with on Xbox Live all the time. Wait, Sarah, is my computer up? All right, hold on. Let me open this. And the booby doctor was this kid that I played with on Xbox Live, and I added him to my friends list. See, now everybody's going to go look for him. And he became famous for this phrase. Wait. Let me open it up here.
Takes a second.
Here we go.
We're standing by.
Oh, good. For the love of... All right, hold on.
It's well worth waiting for.
Oh, this is... Yes, I overestimated the rapidity with which our Internet worked here.
Yeah.
I thought CBS owned the Internet or something. I thought that... Okay, here we go. 7 seconds remaining. Till the booby doctor. This is part of a bit we do on the show called the Xbox Files. Probably stolen by some FM nitwit by now. All right, 2, 1, disco.
Shut up, guys.
Have you seen this game?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
The Boobie Doctor is king.
King of the Hill.
And so this is an Xbox game that I played. This is a game of Halo 2 that I played last year.
Shut up, lagging.
That's not the Boobie Doctor, by the way. That's just some irritating little bastard. But here's, let's hear the Boobie Doctor one more time as he logs in.
Have you seen this game?
Wait for it.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
The Boobie Doctor is in.
It's fantastic. So, to answer your question, though, I don't know where the Boobie Doctor is again, because I haven't played a lot of Halo 2 lately. I've been lagging. That's not the right word for it, I suppose. But I've been slacking on the Xbox Live. So there you go. So the Boobie Doctor's probably still out there. I mean, he can only be like 14 by now at the most. So I mean, he's not dating anybody yet. And he is still on my friends list. So I know that he is still out there. He's still an active player. You could probably find him without too much difficulty. All right, please do not stalk the Boobie Doctor. Let's do one more, then we'll break, and then we'll do some more. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Diana from downtown.
Hi, Diana. How can I help you?
I've got to find out how many coffee cups finally wound up over at Enerscum.
I don't know the answer to that, actually. And I hate to have to respond that way, but because I got forwarded for a while until they plugged the leak. I got forwarded for a while some emails from inside the old building, and they forwarded me, and it was a lot of like, I got forwarded a lot of memos that came down from the head office in that building from the GM. And it was a lot of like, I know this has been a terribly difficult week, what with thousands of coffee cups coming in and, you know, and listeners stopping by and, you know, fans flooding the phone lines. But, you know, just, and it was a whole lot of like, you know, just keep it together and we'll all get through this all right in the end. It was like they were going off to storm Normandy or something, or they were waiting for the Battle of the Bulge. So, I don't know. I mean, I would say a conservative estimate is many hundreds, but it could be beyond it, because after about the third email that got forwarded to me from inside Entercom, they must have found out who it was, or they must have put out a memo trying to crack down on the leaking from in that building. And it hasn't really worked, because I still get emails from in there, but I never did get a final tally. But I would guess many hundreds.
I would sure love to know.
Yeah, if I ever do find out, I will definitely make that one of the facts.
All right. I'd love to know.
All right, there you go. That's Diana. All right, let's break here. We come back. We'll do more facts about the Rick Emerson Show. And then we will have some, we'll hit the city desk with Tim Riley. Scott Daly from filmfever.org is going to be here. And we got top five coming up as well. Top five most influential metal albums of all time. You stay there. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. The Oregonian, Friday, March 17th, 2006, that's today. Front of the living section. MySpace. Wait for it. MySpace makes space for boomers. It's everything good in one article. It's journalistic, trend-catching, and baby boomers. All right. Apparently this is, and it's the popular spot for young people. Again, what did I say yesterday? Any story that uses the phrase young people is a story that's out of touch. Or that puts something in quotes. Like blog. A so-called blog. Or the other way they'll phrase that even now. As Drew Curtis's people would say. The Rick Romero way of saying that. Is when you know, a weblog or blog. The popular spot for young people to connect online is attracting more and more folks on the other side of 30. Okay, first of all, being boomers are not over 30, all right? You can tell a boomer wrote this article probably, because the headline is MySpace makes space for boomers, and then the subheadline, they identify that as being over the age of 30. Hey, boomers, maybe you haven't passed a calendar recently, but you know, being over 30 at this point isn't what makes you a boomer. It's being over 50. Just so you know. I mean, just so you're keeping, nothing wrong with that. Steve Woodward in the Oregonian writes, like millions of other teenagers and young adults, Cindy Lucy, the hell is that? You can't have two first names. Cindy Lucy's children meet with friends in a vast online world called MySpace. So Lucy opened her own MySpace account to keep tabs on them.
Oh, this is just sad.
After all, MySpace has been the subject of countless media warnings, partly warranted, partly exaggerated, about predators trolling among the internet portals, 60 million plus members for innocent victims. But as the 50-year-old Portland mother, and they've got the, is there a picture of Cindy Lucy? No, there isn't. All right, that's too bad. As the 50-year-old Portland mother explored MySpace's services, ranging from personal profiles to music to instant messaging, she unexpectedly found herself drawn into the... What's an outdated word for something online? Come on, you know this. What's a 1995 way to refer to something on the internet?
The web of something?
Drawn into the cyber community.
Oh, that's...
Cyber.
This whole article is just sad.
There's
sadder than seeing someone's mom on MySpace.
It became a place where I could talk about anything I wanted to with a complete stranger who was unbiased and would offer me an opinion about life issues. And I'm not trying to speak ill of Cindy Lucy's life. I'm speaking now in generalities when I say this. But the phrase, it became a place where I could talk about anything I wanted to with a complete stranger who was unbiased and would offer me an opinion about life issues, is code for, my husband won't have sex with me anymore, so I can find men online to fulfill my middle-aged fantasies, verbally. And then we all meet up at a Motel 6.
Oh.
I'm not saying that's true about Cindy Lucy. I said that twice now. I'm speaking in generalities now.
You can spend hours looking at people's profiles on there, though.
Yeah. Let me tell you. We got to get to these. Did Tim just leave?
Yeah.
Okay. Good times. He'll be back at 2. And then we'll get to these calls, and we got to do some more email. We're doing the Rick Emerson fact. But I do have to say, this is how ahead of the curve we are. And I sometimes hate to revel in the glory of us. But, you know, Sarah has been, you've been a member of MySpace for how long now?
2.5 years.
See, and I've totally picked the wrong horse because I picked Friendster.
No, Friendster went downhill as soon as they could, they have that feature now where you can see who's
right.
Looking at your profile. And nobody wants to be creepy because, come on, everyone looks at, you know, profiles.
Yeah,
you just look at stuff.
Yeah, and you don't want your footprints, you know, you don't want to be able to follow what you're doing there.
Yeah.
So Sarah's been on MySpace. I've been on MySpace about, I don't know, 8-9 months, something like that. We've had a one for the Rick Emerson show for a few months, and So we've been all over that, and MySpace is really what we use to spread the word of this show. RickEmerson.com and MySpace is how we got the word out with that video that Joni DeRoshi and Aaron Duran made for us. And MySpace is totally how we let people know about it. And then, and I was in the kitchen today. I was in my office, I'm walking out the hallway in the kitchen, and I heard a conversation with some coworkers here, who I will not name. But some coworkers and from another station in this cluster, as they say, and they were talking about, so we've got to find new ways to market this program on the World Wide Web, which is apparently a fantastic way for young people to find out about our products and services. And the one woman said, have you heard anything about this MySpace? And then the other person said, yes, I believe MySpace is an exciting new way to cyber telecommute worldwide superhighway something with people, whatever. But I'm not trying to poke fun. I'm just saying it really isn't as us. It's Sarah and Tim. Because I just sat at home and was depressed about being unemployed. I didn't do anything. I just sat at home with the remote control and the dog and, you know, tried to figure out the best way to kill myself. Sarah and Tim were the ones who kept it rolling. Because Tim did podcasting and Sarah did MySpace. And I did nothing. I let others do the work for me. But this show, through the efforts of Tim and Sarah, we are so far ahead of the curve. I guess what I'm trying to say is, booyah. That's really the point I'm trying to make.
That's sadder than her profile.
Let's go to... I'm trying to say woot. Let's go to the... by the way, I told Aaron Geek in the city that he's got to start marketing a shirt that says Wu-Tang Clan. Bada-bing! Rick Emerson Show, how can I help you today?
Hey, Rick.
Hi, who's this?
It's Stuart.
Stuart, how can I help you?
Hey, whatever happened to Betsy?
Betsy used to be in on Monday, Tuesday, Friday, some...
Yeah, when had some little, like,
Betsy was a...
Band.
Betsy was a dancer of the exotic variety. Her name was Betsy. She was a dancer. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da and something, something strip pole. So Betsy used to come on. What the hell did happen to Betsy? I honestly don't know the answer to that.
I know what happened to her.
What?
I think she became a real estate broker or something.
But she really wants to direct.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So I think she got a real job or, I mean, not that swinging on a pole is not a real job. I couldn't do it. But, she did get some sort of actual real estate job, and I think that took a lot of her time, and we didn't have any fight or any die. I mean, it didn't end badly. But it was just sort of, you know what it is? In some relationships, you break up, and in some relationships, you just turn down the fader. And it's like, yeah, I enjoy spending a lot of time with you. And then it's just gone. And it slowly fades away. And that's kind of what happened to her. I know that she and Clyde still kind of, they hang around. So Clyde might be the better person to ask.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Thank you. There you go. All right. Wait, hold on. Let me write that down. Betsy. All right, we'll do a couple more. Do we have to take a break?
Probably.
We have a 50 coming up. All right, we'll do a couple more. Then we'll break. Then we'll hit the news desk with Tim Riley, the city desk. Then we'll welcome Scott Daly from filmfever.org to the Rick Emerson Show. We may do a few more facts with him. We got a top five I might try to get through today. You've got a post-it note stuck on your elbow, Sarah. just so you know. If you want to sneak in with a fact, it's 503-733-2970. See, you know what I almost did there? I almost didn't give out the max number, but I almost gave out my cell phone number. Because that's the one I've been giving out. So anyway, I do a radio. If you'd like to hire me, look, I've done country before. Look, hello? So I've been giving out my cell phone number to PDs for 11. No, I'd love to move to St. Paul. Hello? Hello? 503-733-2970. We'll do a few email fact questions here. Rick. This is not a fact. This is a, Rick. Don of Don and Mike last week was talking about playing Madden and listening to his opponents wondering how to record it and play it on the air. See, that's where I'm ahead of the curve. Look at that. Look at that. For the first time ever, I've created something and not stolen it. Let's see. Rick, what is your favorite color? Mine is orange. P.S. I am 5. It might be like all guys who work in radio and took drama class. You know, my favorite color is
pink.
Moving on. This is from Dan. Rick, please have Sarah explain her fascination with monkeys and or the Monkey Watch theme music. She goes on and on about it all the time. Why does she love that watch so much? Sarah?
It's just so funny. It's just that music and all of a sudden just like random monkey squawking.
Play do you have the Monkey Watch theme?
It's right here.
Really? Tell me how you could not find this hilarious. How is it? How could you not find this to be the greatest thing ever?
Because they're so sporadic. You don't know when they're coming.
And because they're going to rip off your genitals. I mean, that's for me anyway. I mean, maybe I speak only for myself there. That's what's funny to me.
And because Tim Riley made it.
And because what? Tim Riley.
Only during a monkey birthday party does that happen.
Yeah. There were a few monkey attack stories when we were up the air. I miss those. Seems a little whimpering there. All right. Excellent. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We are going through and updating the Rick Emerson fact here. Let's see. See, again, with it. See, I knew it was a mistake to give up my Xbox handle because now it's nothing but Xbox email coming in. People saying, because the Xbox Live thing is a lot like the MySpace thing, where it's just endless people like wanting to be added to your list. And can you add me? Because on Xbox, it's not groups on Xbox Live, it's clans. So, you know. Rick, are you going to get fired again for this job right away, or do you have some sort of guaranteed, yeah. No, there's no guarantee, my friend. The only guarantee is that I'm here for the next 60 seconds or so. Beyond that, there's really no one can guarantee anything. Here's one. Whatever happened to Kyle the intern? Will he be joining you on the new show? We should talk about that. Because, again, I don't want it to be like we're, like the Betsy thing or like Kim Morgan. People ask about Kim Morgan. People ask what happened to Kim Morgan. Did we had some fight or did we have a falling out? Kim Morgan, who a long time ago we had on to talk about film, pop culture, entertainment. And Kim, same thing. No falling out, no fight. Didn't have any problem, but she was working for the Willamette and then she was working for the Oregonian more and more and more. And then I know that she just wanted to get out of Portland. So she just moved. She flat out just moved to Los Angeles.
And where I've seen her on VH1.
And we saw her on No, it was E.
It was E?
We saw an E. Oh, it was on the thing about Reese Witherspoon.
Because
Sarah sent me, it was like, I got this voicemail from Sarah, like, you got to turn on E right now. Kim Morgan's talking about Reese Witherspoon, and she's all blonde. So I went there, I flipped on E, and sure enough, there's Kim Morgan, who, yeah, was a very attractive girl, but had a very, a sort of intense look about her, you might say, sort of a distinct, very pale, black hair, kind of looks like, I mean, let's call it like it is, kind of a Marla Singer thing going on. I mean, which I'm sure she'd be happy to hear. But she had very much the Helena Bonham Carter Fight Club look going on. But we saw an E, blonde hair, like all made up, all tan, looking. I mean, she totally got the LA-ification, for good or bad. So Kim Morgan left the show, moved to LA, and is doing stuff for E. Kyle, the intern. Obviously, when the show went off the air, we all just kind of scattered into the, you know, like sands through the hourglass. So were the days of our lives, and we all just kind of scattered to the four corners of the earth. Kyle was an intern, and every company has their own intern policies, and that's a thing that just gets set by corporate. And I know that I think the deal is at CBS Radio. I think you have to be a college student to be an intern. I think that is the deal. Where everybody has a rule, like at Fisher, you had to be paid. At Entercom, you didn't have to be a college student, but you had to work for free. Here is that you have to be a college student or getting college credit. So actually, we couldn't make Kyle an intern if we wanted to, because he's, I mean, I haven't checked recently, but I strongly suspect that he's not enrolled in a college program anywhere. Mm-hmm. That would just be my educated guess. So we are not able to have Kyle on the show as an intern. If we get an intern, it has to be somebody going to college. So if you or somebody you know wants a demeaning and unpaying job, in addition to their college duties, you send him our way. But unfortunately, I email Kyle every now and again. I saw him at a poker game. I guess it's been several months ago now, but, you know, so again, no falling out, but it's just the intern rules are such that he's not able to be part of the show right now. So there you go. Let's take this break. We'll come back and, we will talk to, Tim Riley at the City Desk. Scott Daly from filmfever.org will join us here. And, we will also have, the top five, if we have time for that, plus some more of your phone calls. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Show. We are live from beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. Johnson 970 is part of the CBS Radio family. You stay there.